The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, we got in trouble at work. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yeah, we got chastised. And, you know, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't Otto's fault. It wasn't Ant. It wasn't our producer Jack's fault. It's the people around us who keep leaving their dirty dishes everywhere. And this has been an ongoing problem.
It is a real problem.
Big Boss Frazier has told me since we first got here, oh my gosh, these dishes. Because I walked in there and I was like, why is the head of this operation doing dishes? And she said, because nobody else will. Hello, people. Your mama does not work with you.
Is this about the dirty dishes in the office place? Is this what this is about?
Yes. She sent out a very feisty email.
Let me read this email to you.
Read it to me.
Team, and what scientists are calling a historic breakthrough, we've confirmed that mysterious silver box in the kitchen is in fact a dishwasher.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
after intensive research, we've discovered remarkable features. It opens. It accepts coffee mugs. She goes on and on and on.
And let me tell you something. She's right. When Otto and I walked in yesterday, I forgot to make coffee at home. Cafecito had to be made here at the office. And we walked into the break room and Otto was like, what the?
There was like 25 coffee cups in there.
He's not. I think there might have been more. He's not exaggerating. Water glasses, stuff everywhere. There aren't 25 people that work in this building. I'm like, what are you doing in our area?
And what was the first thing I said to you when I saw those cups?
Fraser's going to be mad.
She's pulled me to the side before and be like, make sure you wash your cups. I'm like, I don't make any dishes
here. I told Otto to wash his dish. I said, hey, you need to wash whatever. And he came back to the studio and blah, blah. And he said, I forgot to wash my dish. And he ran back over there and he washed it.
So I replied to her email. I was the only person who replied. And I said, I can confirm I've heard of these dishwashers. But for some reason, Dana does not use them or let me use them.
You can't. They don't wash them right.
I said, I promise you I wash all my cups by hand because my wife tells me to do that.
You put that in an email?
I put that in an email and I did not get a response from her. So I think that she's kind of mad.
Yeah.
And I copied everyone.
You can put the dishes in there to like steam them or store them. But in reality, they don't really clean anything properly.
We've never used the dishwasher.
No.
Well, I mean, that trend is carrying over to the workplace right now. So nobody's using the dishwasher.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the biggest debates we've ever had in the history of the Dana Cortez Show earlier was about an air fryer. And come on. There was a breakup.
People were passionate about the air fryer.
Oh, breakup was had on the radio. And this guy was like, I want my air fryer and my necklace back. And I was like, that is so petty. But then so many people kind of agreed that not because he deserved it back, but because you shouldn't keep it. And I think this caller, I believe her name was Kristen, wonderfully smart and intelligent about it. Here's what she said about this necklace and air fryer.
Is she really going to wear the necklace again? It does sound petty, but if that's his character, why would you want anything from him? Mm. You're never going to wear that necklace.
Thank you, Kristen.
And it's not about like, go buy another $40 air fryer. It's absolutely whatever else in my home that's going to remind me of you and this disgusting person of a man that you are. Come get it. Trash comes out on Tuesday at 9 a.m. I'm going to have everything you own.
To the left, everything you own in the box to the left, in the words of the great Beyonce. Bad juju, I get it. She was like, that's bad energy, Dana.
You don't want to have bad juju mozzarella sticks, do you?
You don't want to
eat mozzarella sticks that have been through a horrid air fryer and possessed by a horrid air fryer individual.
Do you believe in bad juju? Because I do. We lived in a house. First, we lived in this one house. We call it the Rose Lane house. And I had to sage it.
Everything.
It was a lot of stuff going on in there. There was a noise.
And that was a prosperous house.
I feel like there was a portal in the guest bedroom to the underworld.
Oh, yes. Now that you're talking about that, I do remember your X-Files theory on this.
And I'm not the only one.
We had some other friends come over and they were like, what? And we didn't say anything to them about the closet. And they're like, what is up with that closet?
Yeah, exactly. It's just weird. I believe in bad juju. And also, I believe in good juju. My uncle, my Theo Frankie, left me a bunch of coins and I still carry them with me. And for me, they make me feel safe. There's something about them when I open my purse. People are always like, why do you have all that change? because he gave a lot of it to me. And there's like some really cool coins, gold and dollar coins. Also a $2 bill. You know, he was really into $2 bills. I am a big believer in energy. So yes, Kristen, you're right. If the air fryer is bad juju, throw it out. You don't even have to give it back to him. Get rid of it, though.
I think I agree with her because if I'm going into a new relationship, I don't want to bring anything that's going to remind me of that old person. Like the bed. I don't want to take my bed.
Oh, my gosh. Thank
I don't want to bring the bed that we slept on together into a new relationship. That's just that includes bedding also. I want to get rid of all of it.
Think about that.
Sometimes you're just in a situation where you have no option but to take that stuff with you, and that's where I was when I was out of my last relationship. And so for the longest time, I was like, I denied the juju theory. I didn't think any bad energy came with this stuff until I got rid of it all. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so much better.
It's true.
I remember when you did it because you sold everything and you're like, I'm basically going to live.
But didn't you're
basically
feel,
living out of a suitcase for a while.
Didn't you feel cleansed?
I felt so good. Everything felt brand new energy. And I will say, don't always go to the dumpster because Goodwill does a good pickup and we support Goodwill around these parts.
I remember, Otto, when you moved in, I made you get rid of all that bedding. Do you remember?
Yeah, I sold everything.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I was like, I don't want that in my house.
I remember even thinking,
I
was like,
in my house.
I was like, if this doesn't work out, I have nothing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eva Buzo's father passed away and she was honoring his wishes. She had him cremated. She has the urn in her arm. They're on a boat. Now, all of this is playing out on social media and she's told by the gentleman who's accompanying her, it's time to spread the ashes of your father. So she throws the urn into the river. No!
The whole thing?
The whole thing. Listen, and of course it was caught on camera. Here's the audio.
There we have Dad flooding through the water. And
she's swimming after
Eva
it.
Eva dropped the container, so she's
she dropped the whole urn.
It's got Dad's name on it.
Faster, he's getting away.
She swept. The urn is going further and further.
She jumped in the river to get it?
She had to. Otto, she couldn't. She had to get into the river and go after the urn. So the man told her, spread the ashes. Well, ma'am, you have to take it out. You have like a little container thing and you spread the ashes into the river and then you close the urn and you take it home with you with the rest. She just tossed Dad like a football out into the river. Luckily, she caught Pops because she's a professional swimmer.
Oh, that's but why she got in the river.
Oh my gosh, it's insane.
My dad would have been more mad about how expensive the urn is.
Yeah, but how are you going to throw that away?
That's what I was thinking.
$10,000.
So is it that expensive to cremate someone? I thought it wasn't that much.
So my dad, we did something different. We actually had him cremated and we didn't put him in an urn. We had him turned into rocks.
They're beautiful, by the way. Yes. Yeah, they're beautiful.
And so you can turn them into rocks. And then after we had it turned into a rock, I found out you can turn them into like stones now. You can turn into a diamond. You can.
I saw the diamond thing.
That's what this lady should have done. She should have skipped her dad down the river.
Oh my gosh.
That's what my brother was like. So we got like 50 rocks. That's a lot of rocks. And so we split them up amongst us all. And my brother was like, we should have a skipping contest with these rocks. These are great skipping.
Yeah, dude.
But we used to go skip rocks with my dad all the time. He was like, he'd love it.
I know, but that is when you said that, I thought you were kidding. Was he serious?
My dad loved to skip rocks with us. It was like something we would do at the lake all the time.
I don't know. I don't think anybody expected her to do what she did. And I doubt very seriously your brother was serious about that, Otto.
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think about carrying the rocks with you? Otto has one with him.
I carry one in my backpack,
We have two at the Casa House. Everybody else has rocks. In fact, I spoke about this recently at an event I was hosting.
You talked about my dad's cremation?
Well, me and a girl were there, and she was wearing her grandmother's necklace. Her grandmother had passed.
Oh.
And she said she had the ashes and blah, blah, blah. And I said, my husband, DJ Automatic, had his father turned into rocks. And she's like, what? I need the name of the company. I don't even know what's up because I could have grandma with me right now.
Yeah, so
it's a good thing. Yeah.
I carry my dad in the bag. And now that my mom knows about it, she says she wants to be a diamond, which is a lot more expensive.
Of course she does. All right. If anyone wants information on the rock situation, seriously, at DJ Automatic on Instagram.
I got the hookup.
The details.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're talking about Kanye West and the 4th of July, right? Big concert announcement, San Antonio, Texas. Well, looks like the city council and a mayor and everybody have different ideas. We're going to break down the protests after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Lala Anthony and Benson Boone celebrating their birthday.
Mayor Gina Ortiz in San Antonio, Texas, Saytown. She says, Kanye West should not have this concert at the Alamo Dome because of the horrible things he said in the past. And then there's a councilwoman, her name is Misty Spears, same thing. She's like, he should not do that. Although she requested tickets the week before. And then she said, oh, I didn't know he said that. No, we just found out you requested tickets. Here's my thing, and I've said this, and I'm going to continue to say this. Kanye West has said some horrible things. Kanye West has said some things that hurt many people. Kanye West is also mentally ill. And when people are going through their episodes, it could be a month, it could be a day, it could be a year, they say crazy things. If you have someone in your family who's sick, you understand. My grandmother was a diagnosed schizophrenic. Sometimes she would call the police every day on our neighbors and say that they had some kind of drug sale going on next door. I'm not kidding you. The sheriff knew her by name. He'd stop by and say, Loopy, blah, blah, blah. And she'd call again the next day. Sometimes my grandmother would show up at the park with a loaded gun and shoot at people. And that just was the way my life went.
She didn't go to jail for that?
Nope, and she still carried a gun. We were in Texas, so they don't take guns away in Texas. Anyway, my point is that she was sick. And so guess what would happen? We would institutionalize her.
She'd get her medicated.
Get on medication, and then she would be okay. But unfortunately, those kind of incidents happen a lot. I forgave her because she's sick. It's like telling a cancer patient, what's wrong with you? Except it's in their head, so people don't understand it. And they'll say, that's inexcusable. Nobody's excusing it. That's just a fact. When you're sick, you're sick. Kanye has apologized. He's on medication. He's taken out full paid ads. He's been going on concert tours, apologizing on stage. What do you want him to do at this point? And he may fall off again like my grandmother did. And hopefully he's surrounded by people who love him like my grandmother was, who get him back on the right track.
The way I feel about it is, if you don't like his music and you don't like him, don't buy a ticket and don't listen to his music.
And let's also not forget to forgive the city councilwoman who also requested the tickets, because just like her, I'm also a in-the-closet Kanye fan. So I understand. It's careful when you get exposed.
Man, we went to a concert where he did with Drake in L.A. Remember that, Otto?
I've been to a lot of Kanye concerts.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just listen to this. The energy's crazy. And he's doing like a little skit to get the crowd even more hype.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up.
What is this? An SNL skit or something?
Stop.
Is this like an SNL skit or something? Stop doing the vibrating Vegas lights, bro. Like, I run it back.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up
in the sky. That's what I'm talking about right there. You just feel it, right? So you can get that Kanye or this one.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Either way, it's entertaining.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Pharrell, producer Pharrell, artist Pharrell, singer Pharrell, designer Pharrell just got dissed by Pharrell. Let me explain after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Lala Anthony and Benson Boone celebrating their birthday.
Pharrell is the creative designer for the men's line at Louis Vuitton.
He's also one of the greatest producers of all
time. Big deal. Big deal, right? Big deal. So why is Vans coming after him? Because his new Louis Vuitton skate shoe looks like a Vans shoe. Only
almost exactly
$800 more, which is wild to me. I'm not even kidding you. So Vans is coming at Pharrell. I mean, they're firing shots with the Mr. Me Too verse. Remember this?
Want to know the time, better clock us.
And they're putting it up on Instagram, on Twitter, trolling Pharrell. And I have to admit, I was a little curious. I'm like, what do these shoes look like? They look like Vans with a big LV on them.
So and a big price tag on them, too.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm not going to lie, though. Some of the other designs besides the traditional red one that he did, the ones that have the other designs on them are kind of cool, though. But they're going to cost up to $3,200.
Yeah, they're not that cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing is that cool for $3,200. I'd rather buy a whole like Camry for $200.
Why is it because there's the LV on it? They're not made much better. We know the last couple of years, designer stuff has been trash. We know it. We've seen it.
Oh, we found out that everything's made at the same factories in China.
Same factories. Well, not. I mean, allegedly, right?
Allegedly. And then they make them
and they ship them to Italy and then they stick the stamp on and blah, blah, blah.
Allegedly.
I don't know. I feel bad because I don't think Pharrell creatively is like that exciting. I'm sorry. Kanye West did some things when he dropped the Yeezy, right?
He changed
the shoe game. He did that. When he dropped the Yeezy Slide, he changed the slide game. Pharrell is just copying Vans' game. And that to me isn't creative. Hire me, Louis Vuitton. I'll come with some stuff. It's kind of sad, to be honest. And I do remember when he first dropped his line, Drake dissed him and said, that's whack. The only reason people are wearing your stuff is because it was given to them to wear on the runway. And Drake was right. Nobody's wearing that stuff now. It's just bad designs.
I'm not a fashion expert. I'm definitely not somebody who's going to be able to tell somebody they should wear this or that. But I will say I've seen his designs before. It doesn't feel like it's anything new.
It's not. Van's been around since the 50s, haven't they?
66, actually.
Really? Okay. Are you that into design? Is that something that you want to spend money on as a man? Do you care? Anthony, you just kind of said I'd rather buy a Camry. What's the most money you've ever spent on a pair of shoes?
Nothing more than like $200. I honestly couldn't think of anything more than $200.
That's a lot, but it's nowhere near $800. So no, yeah, I get that. It's just ridiculous. And if you're going to buy something like that, it should last forever. Those shoes don't look like they're going to last
every
more
shoe
than a
that
month
I've ever
or two.
Bought that's like a luxury shoe, I still own to this day.
Yeah, Otto, you've been a sneakerhead since I met you, and I feel bad now forcing you to donate all of those exclusive Dunks that are worth so much money now. They're Goodwill
somewhere.
No,
they were worth money. They're not worth money anymore because people don't care. That's the thing about the fashion industry, especially when it comes to shoes. Yeah. It's just like the stock market. They go up and go down. And Dunks, when they were super hot, I was very upset for the fact that you got rid of all those. But now they're not hot anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, whoever got them loves them.
Hopefully they made a bunch of money off of them.
Yeah, hopefully so. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.